pet overpopulation affects the entire city of Chattanooga, but if you break it down zip code by zip code, you'll find that the problem is especially severe in certain zip codes. Today I'm going to find out why that is. I'm going to Wally's friends, a spay and neuter clinic in Red Bank, and the Humane Educational Society of Chattanooga. These organizations have been researching these problem zip codes, and together they've come up with an innovative solution. Eileen Price is the executive director of Wally's Friends. She says right now they are targeting three zip codes, areas in North Chattanooga, Hickson, and St. Elmo specifically, 37405, 37409, and 37343. Those zip codes have a big problem with stray and unwanted animals, animals that can roam the streets, become diseased, become aggressive, and bite people. So Wally's Friends, in partnership with the Humane Educational Society, has come up with a new way of addressing the problem. They're going into the problem zip codes and taking it to the streets, literally walking through these neighborhoods and knocking on doors. Informally, the program is called the Spay Patrol.
You know, when you go out into these areas and you personally walk the neighborhoods and see this, this is not just something that's in one person's or our minds or something. We have actually gone out with volunteers and walked all of these neighborhoods. We've seen what's going on out there. And we've talked to the neighbors that want to change these problems, that have certain people that just won't be responsible and spay and neuter their animals. So we are taking this to the streets ourselves with the Humane Educational Society and Wally's Friends volunteers walking the neighborhoods, taking it to the people themselves.
Officially, this program is called Spay It Away. It's made possible by a PetSmart Charities grant, and the initial idea came from both Eileen Price and Guy Bill Yu, who is the Humane Educational Society of Chattanooga's executive director. At the Humane Society, Guy Bill Yu explains the inspiration behind the Spay It Away project.
Well, that's an idea that, you know, I thought of and she thought of too. The one reason I thought of it is because I've been doing statistical data of all the animals in the entire county, where they come from and where the most come from. And even the city of Chattanooga did an entire report when City Animal Services were trying to determine where the worst animal problems were. We collaboratively presented that to PetSmart Charities, and PetSmart Charities agreed to fund $25,000 to initially start this program. Our grant request was for $100,000, so if we're successful, we can reach up to that $100,000 plateau to help all the animals in Chattanooga, Hamilton County, neighboring communities. PetSmart Charities chose the worst areas first, and we're just going to work all the way through it.
But what makes the worst areas be the worst? Eileen Price explains it this way.
And most of the animals entering the shelters, that would be the Humane Educational Society and the McCamey Animal Adoption Center, most of these animals entering the shelters are still coming from the same low-income zip codes. There is the challenge of, you know, lack of education, income, and transportation for many of these people.
So that's the reason for it. People can't afford to get their dogs and cats spayed or neutered. However, Price says, when the Spay Patrol goes around the neighborhood offering free services, the message comes through.
If we go door to door and really reach the hearts of these people and really explain to them, we have found that most of these people, I think there was only one person that turned us away and said, no, don't bother me. But we have found that people really don't want to overpopulate the world with animals, and they really are open to change and to make their quality of life better. They just cannot afford it, or they're just, maybe it's just last on their list of priorities.
Price says it can be a little awkward for Spay Patrol volunteers going around knocking on strangers' doors.
Yes, the first time, you know, I, as one of the leaders of this, was very apprehensive. I mean, I really don't want somebody, I would be shocked if somebody came and knocked on my door at 9:30 in the morning on Saturday. I'm like, who is that? Or what, you know. But you see, we've made it in such a happy, positive manner, and we do apologize. We say, I'm sorry, I hope we're not disturbing you, but we just want to help spay your animal.
And even if residents don't have any animals, they often know of people who do.
And we have had many people telling us, oh, if you'll go over on such and such a street, they have 20 cats over there and they don't know what to do. They don't want the cats, but they have feed them because they don't want to be mean to them. So we're gaining a lot of, we're networking with the citizens and bringing this to them in that way.
Even if you're not part of the spay patrol, you can still get the word out. Spaying and neutering prevents unwanted animals from being born, which prevents animal suffering.
If every person would just tell one other person this year that they know of that needs low-cost spay and neuter to come to Wally's Friends, just think of how many animals that would prevent from being born.
For more information about what the Spay Patrol does, which zip codes it will target in the future, and ways you can volunteer to help the Spay Patrol, contact Wally's Friends, 877-9966, or the Humane Educational Society, 624-5302. More information is also at our blog, and you'll find that on the Around and About page at wutc.org. And for Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.